From the KRCU Newsroom, I'm Lindsay Grogene. Yesterday, the Missouri Department of Conservation announced 16 new initiatives under their More Strategic Vision. The platform is aimed at looking for ways to improve issues communities face throughout Missouri with opportunities through agriculture. We spoke to MDA State Director Chris Chin on these new initiatives and how they might improve communities here in Southeast Missouri. So the department announced 16 initiatives under the More Strategic Vision. Could you briefly describe some of those?
Sure. Our MORE initiative has four main pillars. It's Feed More, Connect More, Reach More, and Empower More. And everything that we're going to be focusing on in the next 12 months is going to fit under one of those pillars. We have 16 initiatives that fall underneath that. We're going to be cutting red tape for Missourians by reducing and streamlining and clarifying our regulations. We also want to establish a task force on future ag education and training in coordination with the K-12 post-secondary and industry representatives, because there's a real need for a workforce development out here for our farmers and ranchers and agribusinesses. We've heard time and again that they lack a skilled workforce. And so those are one of the issues we going to work closely with the Department of Economic Development, Department of Corrections, to try and find an answer to this problem. We're also going to work closely, of course, with the Department of Education as well on this. We also want to increase our domestic and our international market opportunities by collaborating with other businesses and other organizations. We always want to protect the existing markets that we have for our Missouri farmers and ranchers, but we also always want to be open to new ideas and new market opportunities. We also want to know how we're doing. So we're going to be establishing customer surveys for our 19 programs that we do here at the Department of Ag so that we can get feedback on ways that we can improve and always provide the best customer service possible. Some of the other things that we're working on is we want to promote the advancement and stewardship of crop protection technology. We want to make sure that we're being good stewards of that technology and working with industry partners to continue that partnership. We're also going to create a formal succession plan for all of our supervisory and unique technical positions within the department. We are very fortunate here at the Department of Ag to have a lot of employees who have been with us 20 and 30 years, but we also want to make sure that we have somebody who's ready to step up and fill the void should they decide to move on or that they want to retire. So we're always making sure that we can never have a gap in the services that we offer. We also want to work on bringing awareness to food insecurity in the state of Missouri. One in five kids is food insecure in the state of Missouri, and when you get to our rural areas, that number actually jumps up to one in three. And farmers and ranchers, our main goal is to produce food for the people in the state of Missouri. So we want to make sure we're doing our part to raise awareness about that, but also make sure that consumers have food choices when they get to the grocery store. We also want to work on building consumer awareness of the food, fiber, forestry, and fuel production through an outreach, education, and marketing here at the department as well. One of the other things we want to work on is we want to work with the Department of Economic Development to build partnerships and facilitate policy discussions to increase rural Missourians' access to high-quality, affordable internet. That's one of our biggest challenges in bringing the next generation back home to our rural communities is making sure we have the tools they need to be successful, and one of those tools is access to high-speed internet.
I know broadband availability is a big issue in farming communities here in Southeast Missouri. Do you know some of the what it currently looks like with internet across Missouri?
Well, we know right now that 1.2 million Missourians are without access to high-speed internet service, and over 60% of that is in our rural communities. So it's a huge problem. We're working closely with the Department of Economic Development to find a way to move forward with this initiative. It's a partnership between the two of us. We are going to have an office of broadband in the state that's going to be housed at the Economic Development Department, and what we're going to do is be the central landing place so that local communities can reach out to the state and we can help them understand what opportunities or resources might be available, whether it be through USDA rural development or other federal programs. And so we've also been working with the electric cooperatives as well, because there are six electric cooperatives throughout the state who have already developed a plan to deploy broadband to their customers. So we know it's not going to be a one-size-fits-all approach, that it's going to be all of the above options that are going to work for the state of Missouri. And we want to keep an open mind on that and make sure that our rural communities know what's available to them so that they can be successful in deploying broadband.
So working with the Economic Development Department, what tools do they have that you all will be able to utilize to increase access?
So just having an office in the state of Missouri is going to be the biggest resource available. They're going to hire a broadband manager whose sole purpose is going to be to focus on this issue. So they'll be able to gather what opportunities are available from our federal partners for communities to apply for grants. And if there's any state money that becomes available later, they'll be able to offer that. But also, they'll be able to gather information on what successes other local communities in the state of Missouri or maybe even in other states have utilized to deploy broadband. You know, one of the challenges we face is that we don't know where the dark fiber is in the state of Missouri. We know that there is fiber optic lines that have been laid, but we don't know where they are, that they're not being used. And so we need a good mapping system. And so that's going to be one of the things that the Department of Economic Development focuses on. Of course, funding is going to be an issue to achieve that goal of getting a map throughout the state of Missouri, but that truly is one of the very first steps in having a successful deployment all throughout our rural areas.
I know that many rural citizens have to purchase unlimited wireless through their cell phone package, which can be pretty expensive. Are there ways to increase competition in the rural areas to make it more affordable?
Well, you know, that's really something that has to play out in the marketplace itself. We're hoping, though, as more fiber optic lines get laid, that that's going to increase the competition and encourage companies to become more competitive with some of these other new opportunities that may become available for people in a rural community. You know, I know the unlimited data packages are very expensive, and the other burden there is once you hit a certain amount of use of data, then they slow down your data deployment to your cellular device. And so for some of these farmers who are using a cellular phone or a MiFi or a Wi-Fi for their internet service, if they hit that 20 gigabytes or whatever that number might be, they get slowed down, and it really makes their ability to farm, ranch, or access data 10 times slower.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.